The Steve Gruber Show, putting the cool back in redneck. Wait, that doesn't really work. Never mind. Like here's Gruber.
What? What do you mean that doesn't really work? Of course it works.
It does if I say it does. Damn it. At any rate, welcome back. Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you. Putting the cool back in redneck or something like that. I don't know. Thanks, Bub. Kind of got this whole election hangover thing, trying to shake the cobwebs out, but I have to go back to an election story here because it does have a possible impact. Bill Nelson's moonshot is the way the Tampa Bay Times put it. Can Bill Nelson find, this was yesterday's headline, more than 30,000 votes to keep his Senate seat from going to Rick Scott. Yesterday, the separation between the two candidates was 0.38%, just under 4/10 of 1 percentage point. Today, it has tightened. It is now 21,899 votes as more ballots are included, you know, provisional ballots and different things. Now, if the election is certified on Saturday, then that would be all of the votes in. And because it's at 0.26% of the 8.2 million ballots cast, it's within the threshold of 0.5% that could trigger a recount. And Bill Nelson, the sitting senator, says he wants that. If it goes below 0.25, it could be a hand recount. You know what a disaster that is. Florida, no stranger to recounts, obviously. No stranger to recounts, obviously. And we've seen this before. And let's be honest, every Florida election that's close reminds us of the year 2000 and all of that nonsense. George W. Bush won that election by, 550 votes in the whole state. And by the way, no recount ever found votes for Al Gore that weren't counted the first time. So the chance of Bill Nelson finding 21,000 or 22,000 votes is just not going to happen. It's not going to happen because let me give you an example. They're looking at provisional ballots, the people that showed up without ID or had done something wrong or something. Pasco County, the state's 11th largest county, had 130 provisional ballots. So there's not going to be 22,000 provisional ballots. And even if there were, they're not all going to one guy, right? They're going to be split in some fashion. So, you know, best case scenario, give him 60% of 20,000. Let's say there's 20,000 provisional ballots. He's still 8 or 10,000 votes short. It doesn't matter. It's ridiculous. But that's the last gasp effort of Bill Nelson, the Democrats. Now, here's a guy who was looking for his fourth term as the United States Senator. And his legacy is going to be not just that he was the victim of some really bad plastic surgery. No, that's not going to be his legacy for Bill Nelson. I mean, have you seen the guy's pictures? Good Lord. Looks like he put his face in a deep fryer. It's painful. It's awful. I feel sorry for him. He should sue somebody. Plastic surgery gone wildly wrong. You look at his official picture that they have up there. Here's Bill Nelson, the senator. Then you look at what the guy actually looks like. It's like, is that even the same person? It's a bit frightening, to say the least. At any rate, that's what's going on. So Rick Scott is going to have this seat come January. Trust me on that. It's going to happen. There's no question about it. And when it's all said and done, the Republicans will have 54 seats, a net gain of 3 because they knocked off four sitting senators. Almost unheard of. Knocked off 4 sitting senators. Lost 1 in Nevada for a net gain of plus 3 on 51. Gives you 54 seats in the United States Senate because you picked off North Dakota, Indiana, Missouri, and Florida, as I said they would. Also said they'd get Montana. That came up just under 7,000 votes short of me being right in Montana. So there you have it. Just under 7,000 votes short of picking up that Senate seat in Montana. And there you go. So what we have now is a a situation where the Democrats have the House, the Republicans have the Senate, and I am hopeful that this sets up the scenario for there to be some compromise. The same scenario has now been set up in Michigan, because there really was a blue wave in Michigan, but it died when it got past the big statewide elections. It ran out of gas, basically. Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer and those that won the Secretary of State and AG positions, that was your blue wave, but after that it died. So the Whitmer administration will be dealing with a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and maybe that also sets up a chance for some compromise, some work to get done. Tomorrow here on the program, Chad Livengood will join us from Crane's Detroit Business. The reason being is, he says that Gretchen Whitmer, because she went all in on fix the damn roads, she now owns them. She owns the roads. And 4 years from now, when she stands for re-election most likely, because they all do, the question will be, did she succeed? Did she fix the damn roads? And so, and I hope she does. I'm sick and tired of running around, you know, knocking my feelings free. I hope that Gretchen Whitmer and the Republicans can find a way to get the roads fixed without hitting us too hard in taxes. But you know there's going to be more taxes. She said there would be. Right here on this program, she said there would be. There has to be. Now remember, voters rejected that whole notion. Voters rejected the notion of raising taxes. And then, of course, they went and did it anyway. So we'll see what happens, and that it really is the all-in situation here for, and I'm just looking at all the takeover here by the Democrats here in Michigan, and so they have a chance to put together an administration, but it's going to require help from the Republicans. The same is true in Washington. Nancy Pelosi and her team looking for a series of legislative showdowns is what they said, but now practicality comes into play. Are you going to work with this president, the one that you've demeaned so much? Is this president going to work with you, the one that has demeaned you so much? And the answer is yes, they will. They're politicians. And Donald Trump has become a politician. He knows what it's going to take. If he can complete some deals on infrastructure, on border security, and some other big deal legislation, and have Republicans and Democrats standing behind him in the Oval Office for those photo ops, it's going to help his reelection bid in 2020. If he stands for re-election, and like I said, they all do. Besides, his re-election campaign is already underway, so there you go. I can tell you it's going to happen that way. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, and it's time to do it, MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you, not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by going to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I did it, and you should too. You can call 616-426-3910. 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too before the end of the year. Good idea, right? MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Go ahead and do that today. I did. I feel great. You should too. It's the Steve Rivers Show.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlashier from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have held the same mirror for 13 years.
I have been decorated with purple dinosaurs, baseball teams, and football helmets.
I have witnessed 33 Thanksgiving dinners and one wedding proposal.
I have tiny notches marking the growth of three children.
I have caused a learning disability.
I am the reason that a fifth grader simply can't sit still.
I am responsible for a five-year-old's rage.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, your family could be at risk. Let's make all kids lead-free kids. Log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
I am the reason a child has trouble hearing.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.